2 years ago, a team of linguists plunged into the remote hill country of northeastern India to study little-known languages, many of them unwritten and in danger of falling out of use. At a rushing mountain river, the linguists crossed on a bamboo raft and entered the tiny village of Kichang. The people here share a subsistence economy by raising pigs and growing oranges, rice, barley, and speak one of the two common languages, Akha or Miji. The researchers went door to door asking people to speak their native tongue, not a strenuous undertaking in a village of only 4 bamboo houses set on stilts. On the veranda of one house, the linguists heard a young woman named Kachim telling her life story in a language that sounded as different from Akha as English does from Japanese. She was sold as a child bride and was initially unhappy in her adopted village, but eventually made peace with her new life. Researchers realized instantly that they had discovered a distinct and unfamiliar language known locally as Koro. Koro had never been recognized in any surveys of the approximately 150 spoken languages in India. While the number of spoken languages continues to decline, at least one new one has been added to the inventory, though Koro too is on the brink of extinction. Researchers noted that Koro speakers are thoroughly mixed in with other local peoples, a number perhaps no more than 800. Linguists are not sure how Koro has survived this long as a viable language. By comparing Koro with several hundred languages, it was determined that it belonged to the Tibetan-Burmese language family. On average, every 2 weeks, one of the world's recorded 7,000 languages becomes extinct.